With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 1.2 million and counting. Organizers of the drive to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom say they're edging closer to the 1.5 million signatures needed by March 17th to recall the Democrat governor. And against that backdrop, Newsom is reportedly set to lift a coronavirus stay-at-home order for all parts of the state. The drive by House Democrats to impeach former President Trump will literally take another step forward today. The single charge of incitement to insurrection will be walked over to the Senate, where the trial would take place. A growing number of Republicans, though, coming out against impeaching Mr. Trump, who, of course, isn't even in office any longer. And despite all the calls for unity, the impeachment drive proving increasingly divisive, with anger directed at members of Congress.
An official told the Associated Press the threats that law enforcement agents are tracking vary in specificity and credibility. Mainly posted online and in chat groups, the messages have included plots to attack members of Congress during travel to and from the Capitol during the trial. Law enforcement officials are already starting to plan for the possibility of armed protesters returning to the nation's capital when Trump's Senate trial on a charge of inciting the violent insurrection on January 6th begins next month. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, fires raged in the streets of Tacoma, Washington last night. Rioters turning out to protest what they consider police brutality. Windows were shattered. BLM slogans were heard. The unrest prompted by an incident over the weekend when a police vehicle hit and injured some people who had turned out for a street race. Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders makes it official, announcing in a video that she's running for governor of Arkansas. Dow futures down 119. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Just over a year after the first case was confirmed, there are now more than 25 million coronavirus infections in the United States. Throughout Florida, it's 1.6 million and counting, and of those, over 78,000 have been from Duval County. Jacksonville's Regency Square Mall is now both a COVID testing and vaccination site. As for the Prime Osborne Center site, you can now only get a second dose of the vaccine there. A late-night crash proved fatal and could have been worse than that had not a policeman been there to see it. Just after midnight yesterday, a car hit a motorcycle at Union and Main in Jacksonville. The woman in the passenger seat was the one killed. The man on a bike was seriously hurt. Police were told someone was lying on the side of the road hurt. They found out it was worse than that. Overnight yesterday, they rolled up to the scene on Collins Road in Jacksonville and found the body of a man who it looked like had been hit by a car. They are still investigating. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with stop-and-go traffic on San Jose headed north, right between Loretta Road and 295. It's from an earlier accident that still has those two left lanes blocked. If you don't have about 8 minutes to spare, try taking Old St. Augustine Road. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy skies today with a high of 79. This evening, a few clouds and the low will be 62. Right now, 64 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Biden administration announces a plan to increase benefits for those on Social Security. Governor DeSantis clamps down on those traveling from out of state to get COVID-19 vaccines. He says only Florida residents will be able to get the shot. And more GOP senators speak out in opposition to a presidential impeachment trial.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
We're going to get to some of your calls in just a couple of moments. Good morning. Hour number three. Man, it's already flying by fast.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I never forget. Can you tell if somebody's, while they're at work, having fun, or are they working? Because if you can't, I can't.
Well, can you do it both at the same time?
Yes, I do it. But if you can't tell the difference, that is a brilliant thing. That means you're accomplishing two things at one time. I always say I'm the happiest behind the mic with my good friend Roger Henderson. I'm Ed Dean, all the way with you for another hour. Why are you surprised when I say that? Anyway, 904. I'm just kidding you. 904-831-0600. We're all about the entertainment. We're all about the coin. That means making some money. Mm-hmm. And we're all about entertaining and laughter and some good humor right here on the morning show, all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Today, I guess, from what we heard, the House is going to deliver the articles of impeachment. The question is, when will this take place?
My misgiving is over the use of a snap impeachment. They did not even hold a single hearing to talk about the implications of creating this type of fast track to impeachment. And so impeachment's not supposed to be some bang bang play. It's not supposed to happen on impulse. It's designed for the opposite purpose. So my main objection is the lack of any hearing at all.
That's George Washington University professor Jonathan Turley. Here's an interesting take. Are they going to try to push this through ASAP? Is it good if this is a game of chess? How do the Republicans want to deal with it? As more GOP senators now are coming out against an impeachment of former President Donald Trump. President Joe Biden says slowing down the COVID will not happen. It's just not going to happen over the next several months.
As this pandemic rages on, because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
Nothing's going to happen over the next several months. Can you imagine if former President Trump had said that during the election cycle? Joe Biden says no matter if it may not change over the next several months, you still need to mask up.
I ask you to mask up for the next 100 days. This is not a political issue. And I will issue an executive order to require masks where I have the authority to do that.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says no more. I didn't realize this term of vaccine tourism. Reports by state health officials of wealthy Argentinians and others throughout the country fly in, for example, like into Miami, fly in, get the COVID shot, boom, they are out, and they're not even Florida citizens. Well, COVID vaccine tourism are no longer going to happen. Florida's now issued new health guidelines as of Thursday and Friday of last week, and now implementing more this week, requiring that COVID-19 vaccines be given to only permanent and seasonal residents, says Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
97% have been full-time Florida residents. We do have people who are part-time residents, and so if you have a home, you pay taxes, you live here over the winter, that's different. A lot of them have doctors here. There's no vaccine tourism. Hospitals are not permitted to engage in vaccine tourism. If there's a one or two off where someone didn't follow the rules, then that's something we deal with. But this is, we're putting our seniors first, and we're putting our Florida seniors first.
He said, by the way, he said no foreigners. Oh, how's the media going to extract that?
Xenophobia. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, let me tell you something. The populism movement, even for your state, it sells. Former CDC Director Tom Freeman, those of you that are going into Prime Osborne and other places to get that vaccine shot, and more are coming out, even those at the second doses weeks down the road, Tom Freeman, the former CDC commissioner, says, listen, the vaccine will help with the death rates to be lowered. But he says, if you're looking at overall COVID cases, the drop is not going to happen right away.
But vaccination is not going to drive case rates down for many months. It may drive death rates down, especially if we can vaccinate more people in nursing homes and people over the age of 65. Those are the individuals who account for, in the case of nursing homes, about 40% of deaths, over 65, 80% of deaths. So if we can get that group vaccinated sooner, death rate should start coming down before the case rate starts coming down.
Remember the riots and protests that took place last week? The day of inauguration of Joe Biden.
We have several protests underway in both Seattle and Portland. In Portland, about 100 far-left anti-police protesters dressed all in black marched through the northeast part of the city. Along the way, they smashed windows of a building that houses the Oregon Democratic Party and carried signs saying that we are not governable and a new world from the ashes. And in a different part of Portland, more left-wing protesters have gathered for a rally called Inaugurate Justice and Defend Black Lives.
Now, we asked the question, who was going to report this, who was going to cover this, maybe besides Fox and maybe a few other outlets, and talk radio. This question was asked of the White House Press Secretary, Jen Psaki, about, hey, listen, and you're going to hear the reporter ask the question. It wasn't a loaded question. We just saw the protest that happened in Portland and Seattle last week. Does the White House have any comments?
Does the president have any comment on the ongoing violence in Oregon and Washington State that we've seen in recent days?
Well, certainly we had our team on the ground, our national security team, even before 12:01, early in the morning on Inauguration Day, because we wanted to be able to monitor events happening across the country and any unrest that was resulting from the last couple of weeks. I haven't spoken with him specifically about those events, but it is something our national security team is closely monitoring, of course, but if we have an additional update, I'm happy to provide
it. Right. Wait. So my question, they were already in the ground. Oh, I'm sorry. It was the other idiots at the Capitol Hill riots 3 weeks ago. But I guess the answer was no. We didn't have any comment on what took place in exactly. Seattle and Portland last week, right?
Yeah. Why eat up the clock like that? You just say no.
Yeah. That's kind of an interesting take on that. There's an article out by several reporters over the weekend. Al Hunt. How many of y'all remember Al Hunt? He's way before our time, but he is married, I think, or was married. I think he still is to Judy Woodruff of PBS. Al Hunt was on the Capitol Gang and also on a couple other shows on CNN, Crossfire. Very, very liberal columnist. He's got a big article at Real Clear Politics this past weekend. He says it doesn't matter. Other liberals are applauding him for this article. He says it doesn't matter if Biden can sign all of these executive orders. He says the worst part about the Trump presidency is all of those people that got appointed to a judgeship.
The jewel in the Trump administration's crown of domestic achievements just may be the appointment of a record-breaking number of federal judges across the country, including 54 appellate judges and 3 Supreme Court justices who will determine American jurisprudence for decades to come.
So there he goes. The judges messed up everything.
Great news there, huh?
Joe Biden, as you know, says in that stimulus bill, $15 an hour minimum wage. Folks, I hate to say this. I think it's going to pass because all you need is 50 plus one. And guess who's the tiebreaker?
It's Kamala Harris.
That's right. The vice president of the United States, because guess who runs the Senate Budget Committee? Bernie Sanders.
We have talked about raising the minimum wage in this country to a living wage of $15 an hour for years now. And I intend to do everything I can to make that happen. I would love to have 10 Republicans supporting that legislation. If not, we're going to put it into a reconciliation bill.
In other words, they may get the votes to pass, Raj. That's what makes me nervous. How about this clip? AFL-CIO economist William Spriggs. I kind of answered it right there, the AFL-CIO. But we play the clips from the liberal left because we're tolerant and we want to know what the other side is doing. Mm-hmm. He's also an economist professor at Howard University. He says, hey, you know what? Economists, we are evolving. We've kind of gotten it wrong. The minimum wage will not have an impact on the economy. Listen to this.
The evidence from economists has evolved, and we've studied this in economics probably more than almost any other subject. And it's clear that a lot of people have been miseducated, including most economists, on understanding the implications of raising the minimum wage. But the evidence is clear. There really is no employment impact.
Really? So now we've got it all wrong. There is no negative employment impact that the minimum wage is going to have on the economy. Well, us economists have gotten it all wrong. Well, can I ask a question? If you got it wrong now, where were you wrong before? Mm-hmm. Were you wrong on tax cuts? Were you wrong on government spending that supposedly saved us from the Great Depression? Remember back in 2009, 2010? Were you wrong on the glorious economy that President Trump inherited from Barack H. Obama?
Mm.
What else could you be wrong on?
Makes you think.
All right, more coming up next. Your call is 831-0600-904-831-0600. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Dealing with some light traffic on 95 headed north, right at Lem Turner, because of some metal debris that's blocking the left and center lanes. Definitely be aware and add an extra couple minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy skies today with the high of 79. This evening, a few clouds and the low will be 62. Right now, 64 degrees.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Days before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you. Thank you,
Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Get out of the house and be active while knowing you're safe. The YMCA means it when they say your safety is their first priority. They're checking everyone's temperature that comes in, and there are also disinfectant wipes placed throughout the facility so you can triple check that everything's squeaky clean. The YMCA is opening with limited capacity. To see what programs need reservations and to see how the Y is keeping you safe, check out their website, fcymca.org. That's fcymca.org.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, LighthouseRetirement.com.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Governor DeSantis clamps down on those traveling from out of state to get COVID-19 vaccines. He says only Florida residents will be able to get the shot. More GOP senators speak out in opposition to a presidential impeachment trial. And President Biden says there's nothing that can be done to stop the spread of the coronavirus over the next several months.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's go to Brian. Line one, a lot of emails get to, by the way, at WBOB.com. Also, a lot of emails this morning. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I think I misfired last week, so I wanted to call back and say this is the time that Republicans in Washington are the Obama Paul Ryans, not the Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. So don't get your enthusiasm up too much as they talk big in the minority where they have no power.
All right, well, first off, not many people realize what was said last week, and nor will they remember. I don't remember. So what do you mean? I think I know what you mean. Explain to the audience what you mean by Obama, Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan's done.
Right. But, oh, Paul Ryan was the bastion of conservatism from 2009 to 2017, and then, you know, lo and behold, whatever Ohio guy resigns or retires, and then he becomes the speaker through a miracle, and Trump's in the White House, and then amazingly, that conservative lion was nowhere to be found.
Oh, okay, yeah. You could have said that about anybody. Yeah, it makes you wonder, are they going to try to come back and act like, hawks of deficit spending? Right? I don't know. I think, Brian, to me, let me ask you this. This is something I mentioned in hour number one. Most conservatives were very quiet, except for us in this radio show, about a lot of the spending of President Trump. I know a lot of people are willing pre-COVID. I'm like, no, wait a second. Trump signed some huge spending bills pre-COVID, okay? But let's focus, yeah. And not many people care, but I think this time around, when it comes to COVID relief, I think this is going to be a different type of spending that people will focus on. So I want your take on this and kind of give me your reader's digest. For example, if Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats want to come out and their top two issue is about transgender individuals in the military inside a COVID bill, or they want to talk about spending more money in the arts and they try to bail out the states instead of sending, I'm not saying you have to agree with it, but instead of sending more direct taxpayers dollars or more COVID checks to individuals and about helping out small business, I think this is not going to bode well for those that advocate wasting a lot of money on things that are not COVID related. I think this is one of these where it could have ramifications against individuals, whatever side they may be on, about spending more money without having a direct effect.
Yeah, no. Those are all good points. What I'm trying to do is tamper the audience. One of the problems I've seen with my involvement in politics over the last few years is how Republicans will talk a big game, and unfortunately it sets this just fake expectation.
Yes.
Like we expect these people to go and rule by fiat when they get elected, and that's just not the process. I wish our elected leaders were more honest with the voters and explaining, hey, listen, I'm for this, but we got to get 60 through in the Senate and this and that. So when Republicans get in power, the fringe, the right wing of the party just expects all this stuff to happen when we know that's not how the sausage is made.
Brian, I understand where you're coming from. Democrats, you like this one, Raj. Democrats just want to make big government. Republicans just want to run it.
Hmm.
Think about that for a second. I mean, except for maybe a handful out of the 50 senators, how many are really, truly free market conservatives out there about cutting spending? About some of the other things out there.
Rand Paul.
Yeah, Rand Paul. Will you see, here's the big thing. Will you see more Republicans come across as born again hard when it comes to deficit spending? Oh, yeah. But the reason why I say this is that I think, unfortunately, maybe I'm wrong. Some of you can call me up and correct me or email me. I think the days of big government spending as a top issue, unfortunately, are done with. This should have had a major impact, and maybe it did with some of the Republicans getting in during the Obama years. Did you know that Barack Obama in 2012 ran Facebook ads advocating that because of them, the deficit was lower, making people think that he cut big government? The reason why, here's a little education here. The reason the deficit did heavily blow up under Barack Obama from Obamacare and the deficit spending, we didn't have any budgets. See, if Obama really wanted his budgets, the debt that we'd be up at 30 plus trillion right now gives a little credit to the Republicans. They did kind of cut the growth of government spending, but we didn't have any budgets. So what happens is a thing called continuing resolution. Continuing resolution means that we don't pass a budget. We just pass a spending bill that may last for 6 months. So there's no government shutdown. So what happens is, let's say that the government's been spending at 7 to 8%, or let's say 5 to 6%. If Obama would have gotten his budgets, it would have been 9 to 12%. Mm-hmm. Republicans kind of came in. They didn't want to have a government shutdown. They nobody want to talk about passing a budget. So what they did is they just passed continuing resolutions, which means the spending for next year is the spending as this year.
Okay.
Which means the spending really doesn't go up.
So it doesn't really grow. There's no growth in
exactly.
The spending.
Okay. So Obama's out there bragging, hey, look at us, man. really, the increase in government spending hadn't really gone. Technically, on the surface, it was brilliant. Mm-hmm. Then the Republicans came in. Yeah, you didn't have the overt, and some of it did come down because there was, what was that thing where they all had to cut a percent off the government? I forget what it was called. Back in 2013, 2014, they agreed to, I forget the name. Some of you agree with, tell me what the name is, when they actually cut spending for about a year.
Okay.
And the Republicans advocated it, but they blamed it all on Obama. Well, they had to cut the military and blah, blah, blah. I forget what it was. But the question is, where were Republicans? So I don't think deficit spending is going to be the issue anymore. I think the issue that's going to be bigger.
My thinking is, where does Congress think the money's coming from? I think they're looking at the profits that Jeff Bezos is bringing
in,
Elon Musk, and they're thinking, how can we get our hands on that?
Yeah, I know. But the bottom line is, it's now the big issue. And by the way, I'm all for conservatives making this an issue.
Mm-hmm.
The issue of big government spending is gone. Conservatives have lost the argument. I'm sorry. Now what do? You go to plan B. If you're going to spend the money, the question is, what do you spend it on? Do you spend it on, I'm not saying you've got to agree with this, I'm just trying to tell you the voters' aspect of this. Are you going to spend money in the arts? Well, what's the point? Well, no one's going to the theaters right now. They're all shut down. Why would you spend more money for the arts on top of them laying off? Or we're going to spend more money in the state's bailout for pre-COVID. That's going to tick off a few people. What about those of direct checks? You get what I'm saying? Now the debate is going to be on just the logistics of how the money was spent. If you sat back and say, we spent the money on infrastructure. Again, I'm not saying you have to agree with it. But it's no longer, hey, we're blowing money. We are blowing money. Now it's specifically. Because if he did this, 90% of what, or 80% of what's in these stimulus bills, you wouldn't support. You would just want to send direct money through PPP, EIDL, and everything else to small businesses out there to get them going because of these stupid, ridiculous shutdowns. That's what it's going to come across as. All right? 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Dealing with some of our usual slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane Avenue and 95. Add an extra 5 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-SAFE.
Cloudy skies today with a high of 79. This evening, a few clouds, and the low will be 62. Right now, 64 degrees.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Hey, this is Roger, and I just want to take a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center office building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95, and we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. Just call Angie, our leasing manager, at 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. 904-861-0440.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's a couple of good clips. Here is Vivek Ramaswamy. He is a tech entrepreneur. He said something that blew me out of the water, which we already knew about when big business got into bed with big government during Obamacare. He says the biggest threat to all of you out there is the big business alliance with big tech and big government. This is a phenomenal quote. Listen to this.
Because as Americans, we don't just silence the people we disagree with. We engage with them. We debate them. The real question is equally on the other side as well for the conservative movement to ask ourselves, what is the real enemy today? And it isn't just big government. It's the unholy marriage of big government and big tech and big business that we really ought to take aim at.
Ah, he is exactly correct. By the way, big business didn't get in the bed with Trump. They agreed with Trump on his tax cuts and tax deregulation. Even Amazon and liberal groups out there gave the administration, it was very short term.
Apple Computer?
Gave them, give them a lot of credit because everybody was hype up on the tax cuts, which I still am. But the bottom line is when you get big government into bed with big business, we're not talking, hey, we're on a date, in bed literally. When it comes to politics, you saw what happened with Obamacare. Oh, yeah. Did anything help out? No, it did not. Can you imagine big tech of the Apple and Google and Facebook and Twitter in bed with the Democrats and big government? Wow. More of this coming up next. 831-0600. Talk Radio, WBOB. Journey from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot.
J-Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the amounts roll in. I'm real, I thought I told ya. I'm real even on.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 1.2 million and counting, organizers of a drive to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom say they are edging closer to the 1.5 million signatures required by March 17th to recall the Democrat governor. Against that backdrop, Newsom reportedly set to lift a coronavirus stay-at-home order for all parts of the state. The drive by House Democrats to impeach former President Trump will literally take another step forward today. A single charge of incitement of insurrection will be walked over to the Senate, where a trial would take place. Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders making it official, announcing in a Twitter video that she is running for governor of Arkansas. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 122 points, NASDAQ futures 134 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. We don't yet know what led to it, but a man who was shot in Jacksonville should be all right. It happened yesterday at Moncrief Road and 13th Street. Police are looking for tips. If you've got one, call Crime Stoppers. A dubious milestone in the fight against the coronavirus. There have now been over 25 million confirmed cases across America. Throughout Florida, it's 1.6 million and counting, and of those, over 78,000 have been from Duval County. Jacksonville's Regency Square Mall is now both a COVID testing and vaccination site. As for the Prime Osborne Center site, you can get a second dose of the vaccine there, but only if you already received your first dose there. A late-night crash proved fatal and could have been worse than that had not a policeman been there to see it. Just after midnight yesterday, a car hit a motorcycle at Union and Main in Jacksonville. The woman in the passenger seat was the one killed. The man on the bike was seriously hurt. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon on WBOB.
What is his definition of unity is a question that I think he needs to answer. He doesn't answer questions at all from the press. Is unity, whereas we are going to understand that people have differences of opinions, but still come together on shared values? Or is it the Soviet style of unity, where it's more unity is the absence of opposition?
Listen for Charlie Kirk every weekday starting at noon on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Dealing with some of our usual slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane Avenue and 95. Add an extra 5 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-SAFE.
Cloudy skies today with a high of 79. This evening, a few clouds, and the low will be 62. Right now, 64 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. More GOP senators speak out in opposition to a presidential impeachment trial. President Biden says there's nothing that can be done to stop the spread of the coronavirus over the next several months. And new polling numbers show trust in the media has hit an all-time low.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Don't forget, following the morning show, you can go catch the podcast. Just go to WBOB.com and click on right where it says The Ed Dean Extra. We know the media's numbers of trust and distrust are there. The distrust is high and the trust is low. But there's a different take on a lot of this. Host of Mornings with Maria on the Fox Business Network, Maria Bartiromo.
News Media. A new Edelman poll examined just found that only 46% of Americans trust their traditional media, and that 56% agree that the media purposely tries to mislead the public. Mm. Media trust. Trust in the traditional media, mainstream media, at an all-time low.
I asked the question. Should have asked it in hour number two. Got some interesting input in hour number one.
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all, is it 50-50 or do you just 100% distrust the media, number one? Second question. Here, well, let me set this up.
But what is trust? Do you trust them to be dishonest, or do you believe they're going to give you the truth all the time?
Well, couldn't that be one of the same?
Yeah, well.
Here we go. 56% of Americans agree with the statement. Journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things that they know are false or misleading or grossly exaggerated. 58% think that most news organizations are more concerned with supporting an ideology or political position than informing the public. 57% of Democrats trust the media. Only 18% of Republicans trust the media. Well-known journalist Glenn Greenwald says, when you talk to these reporters in the media, they act like there's nothing wrong with what they're reporting.
Are losing faith and trust, and this is not a new sudden development. This has been taking place for years. If you look at the bar graph of how many people trust the corporate media, the establishment media of the United States, it's been dropping precipitously over the course of many years. And when they do talk about it, they do one of three things. Either they complain about it and say that it's unjust that they've lost trust, as though they are divinely entitled to have it. Or number two, they blame others who criticize their reporting, their bad reporting, as though they're being unfairly vilified. And when that doesn't work, what they're doing now is a third response, which is trying to censor their critics. They know that they're losing faith and trust. The one thing they never do is ask what it is that they've done that is causing the public to lose faith and trust. And rather than do that, they're now at the point where they're advocating censorship to force the audience to listen to them.
Yeah, wait. We reported fake news. Now, this is where I want to go with this. For all of you listening, I got a great question I want to ask you. Here is GOP pollster Frank Luntz says that most networks preach to their base, and a lot of you on the liberal left and on the conservative aisles aren't willing to sit down and listen to other views out there.
In reality, they're getting their news to affirm themselves rather than inform themselves, and that's a problem. It's the responsibility of the news media to tell the truth, to provide the facts, and if you're going to give opinion, make it clear that that's exactly what it is. MSNBC, 95% of MSNBC voters voted for Joe Biden. 96% of CNN voters voted for Joe Biden, and 94% of Fox News viewers, 93% voted for Donald Trump. So these cable news programs are preaching to the choir, and that's a tremendous challenge because it means that you only go to your network that is supporting you. It's tribal news at its worst. I think the ultimate consequence of this is that we've lost our ability to reason with each other, to listen to each other, to learn from each other.
I think he's got a good point. Here's the question. What you just sent me is exactly correct. So here's my loaded question. What era or what topic did we start seeing is the word journalist activism take place?
Mm-hmm.
That it happened before my time and Roger's time. Give me an era. Give me something more current that where the liberal media started really going down where now we started injecting more opinions into our, quote, reporting from the left. We know that the left's gotten it wrong on many issues. By the way, so have conservatives. Tell me something over the last 20 years where this is not difficult for some of you, nor should it be that even. You should have guessed it like this. Tell me where conservative media got a huge lesson in history wrong, and for the most part, has never said that they were wrong. Think about that for a second.
Conservatives wrong.
Conservatives are wrong over an event that happened within the last 20 years.
Okay.
And when you know about it, some of you shouldn't take that long to think about it. You'll be like, dadgummit, Ed's got a point. Now I'm a conservative. So I admit when things are wrong. But this is the Frank Luntz says, well, we're speaking to our base. He's got a valid point. My question is, I already gotten some emails, Raj. My question, I still to this day have not found out why some of my conservative friends have given me a reasonable excuse why they've left Fox News to go to OAN, Gateway Pundit, and Newsmax. You know what they've all said?
What's up?
Got an email again this morning. Oh, they called Arizona too early. Were they wrong? Fox News was exactly right. BFD, big flipping deal. Come on, give me something substance. Why are you leaving Fox News? Huh? So why? So you, folks, do conservatives, I mean, exclude many of you call this morning, I get it. Exclude the name calling. Are we not able to have a conversation with those on the left? Why are some of my conservative friends, you guys don't want to see anything from anything else from the media? You mean CNN's totally 100% wrong? I don't buy into that. I think they're wrong most of the time, but I'd rather see more reporting instead of injective opinion pieces out there. MSNBC, forget about it. Fox, I will watch. Yes, it has Democrats on there, but they're more fair and balanced. Well, then I don't watch. I'm already getting emails this morning. I won't watch Fox because it's got Democrats on there. Then shame on you. Discern what the opinion is from a news source. When I print something from Breitbart and Newsbusters, many of my liberal friends on Facebook go, they disqualify. I go, okay, fine. You don't have to like Breitbart, but is the story wrong? They don't comment. My question is, forget that it came from CNN. Is the story wrong? That's what I'm asking. And the question of some of my conservative friends and liberal friends, by the way, why are you so intolerant of other people's views? Didn't say all of you. Mm-hmm. I said some of you. Why is it? They start calling you names, I'm with you.
Yeah, my suspicion is it's less about what they're hearing from the left that they're concerned about. They don't want other people to hear what the left has
right.
to say. And that's
because
what bothers them.
You do know, folks, there isn't enough people out there for the base of Trump to get him elected. You have to go out and siphon off independents. You have to go out and siphon off other Democrats. And I'm the first one to admit, excluding what happened with COVID, Trump would have been a landslide reelected. Joe Biden wouldn't even come close. It would have been 55-45. Mm-hmm. 57-45. Maybe the attitude, maybe the one-on-one, maybe Trump could have been more, as they say, empathetic. That's debatable.
Presidential.
Yeah. But when you made everything personal, I can see that. But when you got 26 million people that lost their jobs, I get news for you. There's never been an economy when you come back from recession where the candidate got reelected. Ain't one in the last 40 years. All right? So there you go. 831-0600. So here's the question to you. I'd like to ask your opinion, your advice. I'm not going to beat you up. I'd like to hear it. You could differ with me. When did we start seeing journalism activism? Roger gave me the answer, one of them. What era did we start to see this? And tell me where conservatives or liberals over the many years have gotten it all wrong. But there's also a time where conservatives got a couple issues wrong as well. Can you name that? Some of this should be a no-brainer to you. Here's a little hint. To this day, they've never said they were wrong. 831-0600. Start off with Bruce. Hey, man. Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. How you guys
hey,
doing?
Hey, good, brother.
Hey.
I think I started losing trust with the media, at least to the point where I started sending letters to the editor and calling up TV stations, like local stations, about their reporting, biased reporting, in my opinion, was during the Bush administration. I was kind of disappointed. Well, you know, and that's about the time the Dan Rather fake story came out.
Correct.
So that was one thing that kind of threw me. The other thing was, okay, Bill Clinton got a pass on, you know, messing around in the White House with, you know, young ladies. He never served in the military. And then they go after Bush because he was in the National Guard. And they attacked his Christianity like he was, you know, it made him stupid. And that's when I started seeing it. The other thing I always noticed was that was the time when they quit referring to the president as President so-and-so, and they just started calling him Bush. And that kind of just rubbed me the wrong way. I sent a couple letters to Channel 4 about what I thought was biased coverage back in that time.
Did they respond?
And to me, no. Hmm. They never respond to anything like that.
Give me an era. Let me ask you a question. You kind of got near the era I'm looking at. When have conservatives gotten things wrong?
Well, one place that was kind of significant was, you know, with the, well, I don't know that it was all conservatives that got it totally wrong, because a lot of people got it wrong, but the weapons of mass destruction
bingo,
that kind of destroyed a lot of confidence.
That's
in,
right.
You know, in the, well, I mean, if so many people got that wrong.
Yeah.
On all sides of the aisle, but you know, the
predominantly
way,
conservatives.
The way, yeah, and the way it was reported was that only Bush and only his advisors got it wrong. I mean, Clinton supported that.
I'm with you.
Obama supported it. You know, all these guys believed all this stuff, and
yeah.
they supported the war until it became unpopular.
Yeah,
and,
I got
it
wrong.
Was reported that way.
Hey, Bruce, I'm glad you called. You are correct. Hillary says, well, I voted for... But see, they all said, now this is their way out now. I'm not saying you have to agree with it.
John Kerry said, I was for it before I was against it.
That's right.
Right.
That's when he opened the doors to the Adams family.
Uh-huh.
Yes. May I help you, Lurch? Uh-huh. Bruce is exactly correct. Conservatives got it wrong. Now, Hillary and the rest of the left says, well, we used the information that was given to us mm-hmm. by Bush. Okay, that might be valid. Conservatives this day got the war in Iraq wrong. With the weapons of mass destruction, not like you think, but I think some of it was, there were trucks going over to Syria. Even Tommy Thompson back then had said the same thing. I think he was not the former governor of Wisconsin.
Homeland Security was in charge.
It was in Tampa, the Ground Zero that took place. Okay. They got it wrong. And conservatives to this day, 90% of them still never said that they got it wrong, unless you talked to them privately. And that was bad. That was a bad blunder by the Bush administration on the Iraq War. That was one of the biggest mistakes this country ever did.
But in American history.
In American history. We did not need to go into Iraq. Okay? And Tucker Carlson said something. Here's another one. Who's predominantly preaching that Iran is the biggest threat to us? Nuh-uh. It's China. Or as Trump would say, China.
China.
China. You know? The China's communist disease, or whatever you call it. So anyways.
Trump 2024.
Yeah. So conservatives has got, but mm-hmm. the media, but so here is, that's where my thing is. I think Roger said journalist activism started in the Vietnam War. That is correct. A lot of it did start, or with Watergate. A lot of them but the media has always gotten, for the most part, their issues wrong. Okay. Even if they were wrong on, at least put up a plausible argument of why you thought Reagan had no heart for those in the AIDS community. That's, you know, remember the poor people. When actually Reagan's tax cuts were one of the best economies we ever had. By the way, I need to point something out where conservatives are wrong. Trump did not have the greatest economy. The lowest unemployment does not mean you have the greatest economy. It is your GDP that shows what type of good economy you have. Mm-hmm. And Bill Clinton and George W. Bush had a better GDP, at least before pre-COVID and pre-recession in 2008. And Ronald Reagan had a better GDP. I love the Trump economy. Don't get me wrong. Many sectors, it was great. But the overall, if you look at GDP, you don't say it was the greatest economy. I'm sorry.
Fuzzy math. But,
but it was so great. There were so many great points of it that were probably better than some
debtors. Didn't Bill Clinton eliminate the deficit, or you give that to...
if you took away Social Security and that, there was actually a budget. So you can give it to them both because Clinton did have to sign the bills. Mm-hmm. They didn't have enough to override them. So I give Clinton credit on that.
And along with Newt Gingrich.
Along with Newt and the guys, yeah. 831-0600, George on line 8. Hey, George, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Do you ever watch Steve Hinton on Fox News?
Who?
Steve Hilton.
Occasionally on a Sunday night. Yeah, the next revolution.
Right. He had Miranda Devine on last night from the New York Post. It's one of the few conservative newspapers out there. And he said if you'll send him a request at Steve Hinton X, he'll send you National Institute of Health medical studies that show that Fauci and a friend of his were actually spending $3 million of our money creating viruses like COVID-19, and it needs to be investigated. And so Steve never said it's actually true, but look at the research, and we need to investigate this.
Fauci was behind COVID?
He's circumstantial evidence, and it needs to be checked in to see what actually had. And apparently, even Obama told him this is not a good idea to do this stuff. And scientists after scientists after scientists said, don't do gene splicing on these bat viruses, and it could really make a mess in the entire world. And he went on and did it anyway.
All right, I'm going to check that out. Man, I appreciate it. If someone could send me... I have it, The Next Revolution. I can download it and see. I like Steve Hilton, by the way. He's a good free market supporter of free market economies out there. I like the way he thinks. I got to check that out. I didn't hear that. Usually Sunday nights, I'm getting ready for the morning show. But George, if anybody has that or knows about that, email it to me, would you? And don't be emailing to me from some obscure website that no one's ever heard of. He said it was on Fox News on Steve Hilton, so... but I want to find out more about it. Steve, speaking of Steve, hey, Steve, good morning. Did you hear the same thing?
Yeah, well, no, it's not that I know heard the same thing. I have an uncle that worked on the Chapel Hill in North Carolina. And 2014, Obama did stop it, and that's how it got to Wuhan. And it was all through our government.
Wait, what, hold on, Steve. What did they stop? I'm sorry. What did they stop?
The splicing of certain infectious viruses for military use.
So basically, they're trying to create a biological germ warfare agent that got out of control?
Well, it was just an experiment that was not out of control until it got into the Chinese hands. They were developing it in Chapel Hill, North Carolina in 2014.
Was
I
it,
cannot give you names. I know right, because my uncle's in that lab.
Now, is it quite possible they develop it so they know how to counter it with military biological weapons?
It wouldn't have existed,
well,
though.
When they stopped developing it, see, Obama had them stop. They moved it to Wuhan, and after that, I have no idea what they
all
did
right,
other than what we...
So should we be thanking Obama, then?
For stopping it?
Yeah.
Then you can really thank Obama if he had any knowledge to admit that it was our country that developed it.
All right. Well, now I don't do
what I found. And
I appreciate the call, Steve. I'm going to check that out.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I know we have to go to a break, but this is one area that I'm kind of my eyebrows are going up in. They said in order to come up with a vaccine for this thing, it will take years to decode the genome on this thing. China releases it literally in weeks. How did they know what the genome was?
Well, we just found our new Area 51 cock. I guess we no longer can beat up on Dominion voting machines anymore. By the way, Rudy Giuliani's being sued, and Dominion is going to collect.
Over $1 billion.
Let me tell you something.
Kind of
real quick, we got enough time. I told all my conservative friends not to jump on this bandwagon. All of you out there that told me I was wrong, I said, guys, you want to focus on fraud and voting irregularities, I'm with you. You guys were all over the map because it was pin the tail on the donkey. Let me throw the dartboard. It's turned the lights off. I got to hit something. I posted it just on my personal page on Facebook. I beg and pleaded with many of you, please do not brag about Lynn Wood. Do not brag about Sidney Powell, who lost you, by the way. Do not brag about this Rudy Giuliani. It is embarrassing. I beg and pleaded for you, conservatives, not to do it. And you did it anyways. All right. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some slow traffic on 95 headed north, right between JTB and University. Add about 3 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Cloudy skies today with the high of 79. This evening, a few clouds and the low will be 62. Right now, 64 degrees.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New polling numbers show trust in the media has hit an all-time low. The Biden administration announces a plan to increase benefits for those on Social Security. And Governor DeSantis clamps down on those traveling from out of state to get COVID-19 vaccines. He says only Florida residents will be able to get the shot.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And welcome back to the Ed Dean Morning Show.
Don't you listen to directions. I said go ahead and do the news and do the other break.
Well, you said we'd come back and we'll talk afterwards.
Yeah, because I got a lot to share with people on that.
Misunderstood. So, okay.
Misunderstood.
I thought you would have
Roger
to come
says
back
that
after
like
this.
Every day. No, we got a lot of emails to get to, and I want to get more time and okay. plus some other events coming up. So that's okay, man. We always have fun. All hey, right. folks, the show sometimes is more exciting off the air than it is on the air. More on the other side. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on 95 headed north, right between JTB and University. Add about 3 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Cloudy skies today with a high of 79. This evening, a few clouds, and the low will be 62. Right now, 64 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Well, that didn't take long. One day after assuming office, Joe Biden signed an executive order that says schools must admit transgender men to women's sports and allow them to use women's locker rooms and showers. What do the anti-Trumpers have to say about that? Will they allow their daughters to go to these schools? In addition to the unfair competition, since male bodies are generally stronger than women's bodies, there are the social and moral concerns, which secular progressives care nothing about. Abigail Schreier, author of Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, responded to the Biden order that it, quote, unilaterally eviscerates women's sports. Any educational institution that receives federal funding must admit biologically male athletes to women's teams, women's scholarships. A new glass ceiling has been placed over girls, unquote. There will be more of this. Planned Parenthood contributed millions to the Biden campaign and wants federal funds for abortions, which Biden opposed for 40 years, but now favors. It's sad. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen, and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida. Plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Okay, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. I want to get to a couple more stupid clips we heard over the weekend. Here's one. Impeach 45. Remember her, Maxine? By the way, Maxine Waters' stock has gone up among the Democrats. Why? Because she's the first one out with the Reverend Al Green out of Texas who called for the impeachment of President Trump. Remember, within a couple of days.
She told you so.
You know what? I remember Ali, and if I saw Trump, I'd take him out. See, that doesn't bother me. Get in their faces. I just expect that from her. But anyway, because of all the white supremacists and all the Ku Klux Klan and all of you that voted for Trump, because remember, you're all lumped into that as well. That's what we're told. Trump, with his entourage, plans to take over state legislatures, plans to take over little cities and everything else if he's not impeached now.
He loves power. So he showed his power that he sent all of these domestic terrorists to the Capitol to take over the Capitol. And that includes not only the Proud Boys, but the Oath Keepers, the QAnon, and the white supremacists. These people have been aligned with him. Now knows he has a population. He's going to expand that. He will be attempting to take over legislatures, little towns and cities.
along with Lil Wayne also. Proud Boys, Lil Wayne, and who else?
Wheezy. David Duke. Uh-huh. All the other guys. Mm-hmm. All right, man. Hey, it's always entertaining. Good morning, show. Thank you for all that call and emailed. Thankful to God every day for the show. All of you that tune in. We're going to be ready to go tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Podcast is up next. Go to WBOB.com and click on the Ed Dean Extra. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.